This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On today's Dairy Radio Now, we're joined by Peggy Coffeen, host of Up Level Dairy Podcast, who is with Texas dairyman Nathan Neroni, who has a dairy operation that's grown to 13,000 head of cattle and more than 70 employees. How is he managing to protect his dairy and bottom line in 2024?
Tell me a little bit about yourself and about the dairy.
My name's Nathan Neroni. I'm the general manager with Del Rio Dairy. I don't really have a dairy background. I'm the city boy that fell in love with the farmer's daughter. My father-in-law had mentioned to me, hey, do you want to give dairy a look? Now I'm at the point to where I manage the entire operation of a dairy that's grown along the way. When we started in Texas in 2006, we were shy of 3,000 at that time. Room to grow a little more from there. Some other pieces need to be put into place. The next step was building a hospital barn. That all occurred before I really stepped in. Then as we started to use a little more of the technology in terms of sex semen and a few other things, we started to see growth spurts here and there, nothing substantial, but enough to fill up the barn we were in and consider making that hospital barn a milking parlor as well. So we went through that whole transition in 2013, 2014. So all in all, we've got three facilities. We're milking right now 7,700 head. We milk three times a day. So that's essentially my position, is to manage the operations of all those different barns. I've got barn managers at each of those locations. So I just make sure that they're kind of meeting their numbers and everything like that. And then I directly manage the feed center and then a few other areas as well.
So as you look ahead, what are your three big priorities that you're focusing on to be a profitable and sustainable dairy business in 2024?
For me, a big strategy has been to go into 2024 with the heavy hedge mind frame in terms of milk and what feed I may have already procured. We're in a situation where we are looking at less and less people producing milk. You're seeing quite a few farmers throughout the country that didn't have such a good time over the last year or two, and a lot of farmers going out. You're seeing challenges in terms of being able to replace the herd. And while you may say, oh yeah, that's going to drive milk prices up, and it should, there's enough economic risks as well that I see that need to be managed from. You've got a tough economy situation. You've got the war savers are rattling out in the world. You've got global trade is reaching a low point. You're seeing it in a lot of areas. And I think while there's promise to the fact that there may be a reduction in number of cows producing and what we are producing, there's also some challenges in terms of how many people are actually at the table buying, who has the leftover income once we're all dealing with inflation and interest rates and things like that. So there's enough risk that I see that needs to be protected against. And so for me, 2024, I've already made plans in place to basically go at it pretty well protected. I just don't think it's all sunny skies ahead. And I think it's important to really be well protected in that regard.
As I listen to you talk about the way that you're looking at 2024 and the challenges that are the impacts of supply and demand, the domestic market, the global market, and global impacts as well. You know, one thing I'm kind of curious for you, what do you look at? What do you read? What do you listen to regularly to stay informed on this part of the business?
I like to pull together a lot of different information. I really like a lot of the information I get from Everag. I get quite a bit from them. I think they've got a good group of analysts and guys that are in communication with the right people as far as movers and shakers, especially in terms of the domestic market and what's at play, what's going on, and pretty current and up to date. When it comes to more of a global outlook, I might lean a little more heavily on like a Rabobank report. I typically look out for those and like to put a lot of time to make sure I spend some time reading those reports and things like that. And then I really just give an ear to different conversations, whether it be somebody that just, whether I'm at a meeting or something and someone's talking about what the overall mind frame of cheese buyers, what butter and powder guys are doing, what's going on in exports. There's been a lot of benefit that I've seen just hearing export council reports and things like that. And then you also just got to pay attention to it on the feed side of things as well, and kind of get the pulse of what the global economy is doing as well. So those are kind of areas they're hitting my inbox pretty good.
Our thanks to Peggy Coffeen with Up Level Dairy Podcast. And if you'd like to hear that in its entirety, just head to upleveldairy.com. Thanks for listening to Dairy Radio Now.